Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America. Only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code Regular Joe to get your 10% discount today.
Hello there, and welcome, Joe Gigante, wrapping up here on this Freedom Friday. Now, Chris Mays, she said in one of the sound bites, which was, what was the exact language? It was, do you remember? It was they plotted to.
Yeah, the plot to violate the law.
The plot to, she didn't say they violated the law, they plotted to violate the law. Now, there can be conspiracy, but it's you're walking over some lines there. And I gave Charlie a few examples of my childhood that probably would have been considered conspiracy. Now, I mentioned they had this immunity hearing yesterday in the Supreme Court. And based on everybody's take on things, it certainly seems like the Supreme Court is leaning towards an understanding that an official acts as president, that you would have immunity. No, if he decides he hates somebody and he orders the military to kill him because they pissed him off or they're angry, that doesn't count. And no person with intelligence would even argue that in the first place, which is why liberals argue it. But here, Justice Brett Kavanaugh talking to Michael Dreeben, seems like dweeb, but anyway, Dreeben, the DOJ attorney, on the question of immunity.
How about President Obama's drone strikes?
So the Office of Legal Counsel looked at this very carefully and determined that, number one, the federal murder statute does apply to the executive branch. The president wasn't personally carrying out the strike, but the aiding and abetting laws are broad. And it determined that a public authority exception that's built into statutes and that applied particularly to the murder statute, because it talks about unlawful killing, did not apply to the drone strike. So this is actually the way that the system should function. The Department of Justice takes criminal law very seriously. It runs it through the analysis very carefully with established principles. It documents them, it explains them, and then the president can go forward in accordance with it. And there is no risk of prosecution for that course of activity.
Wrap up already, goodness sake. Now, Dweeben makes me think maybe space aliens are real. But what he basically argued in response to Brett Kavanaugh is, in official capacity, taking official actions as the president, he has immunity, which is the whole crux of the argument. Justice Samuel Alito weighed in with Dreeben as well. Could have been talking about the Japanese internment camps. And again, he said, well, you know, looking at the law at the time, no, and he tries to wiggle around it. Samuel Alito comes back and says, well, actually, his attorney general actually tried to talk him, because he tried to say the attorney general gave him advice at the time that he could do it. And he said, well, actually, historically speaking, the attorney general told him not to do it. And then Dreeben says, well, yes, but. Then you'd say Alito again, talking about the whole indicting a ham sandwich, putting him in the corner. Even when Ketanji Brown Jackson tried to step in, John Sauer, that was Donald Trump's lawyer, politely but firmly put her in her place that, no, you're completely wrong on that one as well. It went very well for Donald Trump yesterday, which means it went very well for you and I, the American people. I hope to see as many of you as bought tickets tomorrow night in Langlade County, and then we'll be back at it on Monday, as always. Remember, it's up to you and me, we the people, and it begins each and every day by making that commitment to live life boldly. See you tomorrow, everybody. Monday.
The Regular Joe Show.